This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
It is our great pleasure to welcome to the program Dave Stout here representing the Decatur Police Auxiliary. And Dave and I have had all kinds of conversations for what seems like forever. You're always like, hey, can I come on the radio?
Yeah.
And I got an email and I'm like, yeah, here he is. He's on the radio. How you doing?
I'm very good. And yourself?
Not bad. I didn't realize I was doing a little research knowing that you were coming on this morning. I didn't know when the auxiliary started, evidently back in 1971.
Back in 1971, that is correct.
What was the purpose originally?
Originally, the purpose, we served a civil defense a purpose. And then it kind of evolved, you know, after the Cold War, kind of, you know, war went down and everything. We kind of evolved out to helping the police.
Okay, and so what would you say the main area of work? Because I think you require, like, what, 12 hours a month? Is that the requirement?
That is correct, yeah. We do require 12 hours a month service, and those requirement hours could be either events, because we handle all traffic and security at all the major events, any of the parades that go off town, any of the runs, we do all that stuff. We handle all the traffic.
So think about that, Nick. I mean, that's like, you know, every time there's a Shoreline Classic or we do one of our food box distribution days or there's a St. Patrick's Day parade, these are the men and women that make all of that possible, which is pretty cool. So that's a lot of what you guys do.
That's the majority. That's our primary mission is to support those events. Now, our secondary mission is obviously to support the police department. And we do that by secondary officer ride-alongs. So we're a backup, you might say, of the full-time officers whenever we're riding along.
Okay. I'm assuming right now, just like in every area of law enforcement, it is really tough recruiting out there because people just, you know, why would I put myself through that? It's a thankless job. People just, you know, the amount of disrespect and stuff going on out there, I'm sure it's tough to recruit.
It's very tough to recruit. And one of the bad things that we're having is people don't understand what our mission is. And if you understand that mission, then you'll understand that we're there for the community. We're not there to you know, do any real policing. We're there for the community.
All right. So talk to me about the minimum requirements. There's an application that you can get at the City of Decatur website, correct?
That is correct. DecaturIL.gov/police. And it will write down at the information, there's a link for you to click on.
All right. You have to be a resident of Macon County.
Correct.
You have to be at least 21 years of age. Nick, I'm still eligible. You can be up to 57.
Got a little time.
I thought I was going to be like, yeah, I'd love to do this, Dave, but you know, I'm too old. And then there's a maximum retired age of 62. Get physically fit, high school graduate, valid Illinois driver's license, valid firearm or a FOID card, and you have a physical examination. Background check of criminal activity, and then you have to do an interview.
That's correct. That's just the interview process to get you in. Once you're in, we have a basic training that we'll send you through. So it's an academy style of basic training where you'll learn everything you need to know up to and including firearms, self-defense. We teach people how to fight, obviously, and all the stuff that everybody doesn't like to do on the department, which is report writing, basically. So,
all right. Now, those are held in the evenings?
In the evenings, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
All right.
So it's about a 12-week-long process. There is 2 weekends where you actually go to the range and you are taught how to shoot a firearm correctly and be safely about it. So,
all right. So what kind of folks are you looking for? Or maybe even tell us a little about some of your people. You know, I mean, I'm assuming they have full-time jobs. They do this because they want to give back, serve the community, and be involved.
So we actually have a very wide, diverse range of folks coming, you know, in. We've got lawyers. We've got, at one time, we had a couple doctors. We've got nurses. We've got truck drivers. We've got everything in between. So, I mean, we've even got students. We've got a couple Millikan students that are applying this time. So we've got everything in between. So, you know, I mean, as long as you can fit in, be a team player, that's what we're looking for.
Okay. And then how do those assignments get handed out? How do people, you know, do their minimum of 12 hours a month?
So there's 3 ways that you can do your minimum of 12 hours. The first way is obviously by the events, and that's what we prefer you do is by the events. Second way is do ride-alongs, do special details that the department puts our way. And then the third one is we always have administrative stuff that needs to be done as well. And we also have mandatory training that needs to be done. So the administrative and training are kind of held on the last Wednesday of every month. And that's guaranteeing you 4 hours. So right there is 4 hours out of the way. So you're at 8 hours. You can pick up 8 hours pretty easily.
All right. And if people want to do more than that, they can do more than that.
We definitely request that they do more. So.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're getting the expectation level that you guys have out there.
Now, in 2019, we actually assisted, I guess would be a good way to say it, of 59 events. So there is, you know, if you look at that, that's basically one event a week. We always try to make sure that you get at least 4 hours. So again, there's 4 hours for an event, 4 hours for your mandatory training at the end of the month. And there you got 4 hours that you can either do in another event or do a 4 hour ride along, anything like that. Now, one thing that we are very cognizant of is the fact that people's lives change. So if you're not able to do that 12 hours a month, get a hold of the captain and, you know, work it out.
Yeah.
So, you know, just because you're not able to do 12 hours this month because you just had a baby or went on vacation or something like that, work with us and we'll work with you.
All right. And if folks out there that maybe aren't willing to serve at that level, but they'd like to support your cause, you guys do have an auxiliary fund, right?
That is correct. Yes. We don't solicit money of any kind, but we do take donations in because that helps us with the uniforms and anything that
I'm saying somebody who wants to serve in a different capacity just by supporting your cause, they can do that.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dave, that's interesting. I wish you the best. What's the window like for this? I mean, do you have people just coming in all the time?
We'll always take applications. Okay. We try to do an academy every year. Obviously last year because of COVID, we couldn't. So.
All right. Well, listen, you can go to the City of Decatur's website and find out about this. And I've known several people that have gone through this, and some even go into careers in law enforcement.
That's correct. We actually, right now, the Decatur Police Department have 4 auxiliary officers that were initially auxiliary that are now full-time. So,
and maybe people who maybe not sure, this is a good way to kind of find out if it is for you?
It's really funny. The last captain that we had before myself, he actually had accepted a position as a state trooper. And he decided, well, you know, maybe I better figure out what this is. He ended up deciding he didn't want to be a state trooper, but he really liked this, so he kept doing it. So,
all right. We appreciate it, Dave. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.